And we are playing Pomp and Circumstance because it is time for the short and sweet business beat. Kristen Smith joining us now here in the studio.
I didn't wear a cap and gown. I was nervous you were going to make me sing pop music. You said, okay, pop music.
Oh, pop music is coming up with Kristen Smith. Yeah. We had Dolores O'Riordan take care of that for you.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So excited to be here on National Small Business Week. Thank you. No pomp and circumstance necessary, excited to be here for our last segment.
For the last short and sweet business beat, because you're moving on to a new position. Still in town.
Yeah. Just moving up the street to the UNC School of Government. Going to be working in their marketing and publications division, doing advancement communications. I will miss the chamber. I will certainly miss the short and sweet business beat, but I will continue listening to 97.9
The Hill. Yes.
WCHL as I conduct my business and work at the School of Government.
Okay, now that you're moving on from the chamber, what do you really feel?
I feel the same way. I will tell you, I still feel that we need to merge Chapel Hill Carborough into one municipality. Feel that we need to prioritize job creation and increasing the commercial tax base. Those things don't change, even though my employer is changing. So these issues remain relevant to me. And I think that over my 6 years at the chamber, I've really tried to stress more people being involved in the process. And that's what I love about WCHL. Is WCHL, I think, helps more people be informed and be involved in the process.
And try to get the word out about like events and happenings and meetings and things like that where people can come together and debate and discuss issues. I know one of my favorite moments to sort of talking about development and business in the last few years was we do our community forum, and this year we're doing it 1 hour a month, but hitherto it was one full, long, incredible day of 10 hours of forums. But there was one, I think it was a year or two ago, I can't remember now, where it was a meeting about economic development. And we had, I know Aaron Nelson was there from the chamber, and I think David Schwartz was there, and like half of the panel was sort of Chalt people, and half were anti-Chalt people. You know, so it was at the height of that whole debate, and it was back and forth. But by the time it was over, you had like handshaking and laughing, and oh yeah, let's get together and have coffee and talk about this a lot more. So I don't know how that moved the dial one way or the other in terms of promoting discourse, but just sort of opening up that opportunity, I think, is good.
And I think multiplying the times that we have those opportunities and hearing from new voices, I hope WCHL will seek in this, you know, instead of one super long day, one super long forum, that WCHL will seek new voices to participate in these conversations,
yeah,
particularly around economic development.
So. Yeah, definitely. Speaking with Kristen Smith, if you're just joining us, this is the Short and Sweet Business Beat, and if you're just joining us, don't even worry about keeping that in mind, because this is the last one after like 3 years of this. We've been doing this for a long time.
With the old location, excited
old
about
location,
you being
yep.
in University Place, excited about you, WCHL being the Hill, and excited about Small Business Week this week.
Yes, so tell us about Small Business Week.
So, happy Small Business Week, Aaron. I'm excited to be here to tell you that in North Carolina, small businesses employ 1.6 million people, or nearly half of our workforce, 46%. And then what I thought was most interesting, these are stats from the Economic Development Partnership of North Carolina. More than 80% of North Carolina exporters are actually small businesses. People shipping their goods and services overseas, they are more than 88.2% are small businesses, and the value of those goods exported by small businesses is more than $7 billion.
Wow.
So it's incredible to recognize the impact of small businesses, not just this week, but all year long. But this week for National Small Business Week, Orange County Economic Development is saying thank you to small businesses in Orange County. If you are a small business in Orange County, even if you're not a small business in Orange County, I think it's a great opportunity to visit Orange County Economic Development. They right now as we speak, if you're driving in your car, head to Carborough Farmers Market. They are there until 6 p.m. Tomorrow they'll be at the Hillsborough Old Courthouse Yard from 9 a.m. to 11 9 a.m. to 11, and then from 1 to 3, they'll be here at University Place.
Awesome.
So come by, say hi to Aaron, say hi to Yvonne and the team at Orange County Economic Development, and they'll have an open house on Friday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They have refreshments. At all of these pop-ups, they have refreshments and small gifts for Orange County small businesses. So even if you're not a small business, I hope you'll tell your favorite small business thank you. Thank you for the investment in their community. Thank you for hiring people in our community, and let them know that they can have some refreshments and a small gift thanks to Orange County Economic Development.
And really, especially here locally, because, I mean, we've talked about this a whole bunch of times, but it's really worth driving home the point that our local economy just thrives on small businesses, just in terms of retail and commercial and people working out of their homes and restaurants and bars and just all of the small tech companies that have grown out of UNC or just happen to exist in Chapel Hill Carborough just because this is a vibrant place to have a business. There's so much of our local economy and just our local community that's driven by small business.
Absolutely. I mean, I would say more than 80% of our members employ employ 10 employees or less. And we're just a small, you know, subset of the entire county's business community. But I think it's important to continue to set up an environment where we encourage more private sector job growth and more of these businesses, because we have an imbalance in our tax base. And I think that when a shout out to my coworker, Shayla, too, she and I were talking about it. And it's, I think when small businesses win, when the business community wins, I think we all win. And I think that's because of what small businesses do in our community as far as jobs, investment, and giving back. WCHL highlights so many of those business folks who give back. And so I hope to create an environment that's what my 6 years of the chamber has been about, is trying to create an environment where they can, where those businesses can thrive and where we can have more of those of that private sector.
Yeah, it's the small local businesses that give back to their communities, that keep jobs here even when there might be a slight economic advantage to just picking everything up and moving. They actually care about the community and the people who work for them. And it's stability, too. I mean, one of the things that I'm reading about is, you know, just with the rise of Amazon and online shopping, now you've got threats to the big box stores, and you're seeing Macy's closing and Penny's and Sears and, you know, closures of those big stores, but the small businesses are able to provide not just a product, but a service and the community connection
and
an experience that Amazon doesn't and can't provide. So there's not that direct competition. So Amazon can do great. Small businesses are still going to thrive.
So I'll give another shout out to Representative Greg Meyer. He joined us at Eggs with Elected Officials last week and said that we needed to have a campaign of Chapel Hill versus Amazon. And so I thought, you know, those shirts at Underground Printing that say Chapel Hill versus all y'all, I wanted to say Chapel Hill versus Amazon. So when you think about spending your money, I hope that folks make that choice to spend locally and support local businesses.
Kristen Smith here in the studio from the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. CarolinaChamber.org is the website if you want to find out more information. This is Small Business Week, so what is it, today at Carborough Farmers Market, tomorrow afternoon, 1 to 3 at University Place, and Hillsborough Courthouse in the morning, right?
Exactly. And then on Friday, go to the Economic Development Office, which is located at 131 West Margaret Lane in Hillsborough. They're open 9 to 3 with an open house. Say hi. Get to know the folks that are working to increase businesses and not only support existing small businesses, but increase business recruitment to our county. So I hope you'll celebrate Small Business Week in that way this week. And I have many more ways to celebrate Small Business Week. So we're going to keep the celebration going with two upcoming ribbon cuttings. Please mark your calendar. The Hyatt Place Hotel at Southern Village will have their grand opening on May 18th. That's from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. That's many folks that drive that 15501 corridor, I'm sure, have seen it, and I'm really excited. I think I have some friends coming in town, and we'll be staying there.
Nice.
Some of the first guests, but we'll celebrate the grand opening opening of Hyatt Place Chapel Hill Southern Village Hotel, 3 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, May 18th. The ribbon cutting ceremony will be at 3 p.m. And we are excited to kick off the premier grand opening event sponsored by the Chapel Hill the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau.
Awesome.
So the evening will have music and entertainment, champagne,
ooh,
and samplings from the merchants located on Market Street in Southern Village.
Awesome. So, and that's going to be a big driver for Southern Village, too. Yeah, that's really awesome.
It's really exciting. And I think we'll see increased occupancy tax revenue from that hotel property. So
yeah,
a really exciting new business opening. Also, on May 20th, we'll be celebrating the grand opening of School of Rock. That's at 1500 North Fordham Boulevard. I know, I wish I could rock out with some guitar or something. But
be it known that Kristen was just playing, that was an air guitar. That
was
like
that?
Air ukulele up there.
Sad.
Air mandolin.
I really know
air
how
mandolin.
To rock. Air mandolin.
There
okay.
we go.
So, whatever instrument you play, we hope that you'll check out this new small business for townies like me. This is at the Owen 501 Diner Space at 1500 North Fordham Boulevard. They'll have their grand opening celebration 12 to 4 Saturday, May 20th, cutting the ribbon at 1 p.m. So, this celebration will include performances, giveaways, tours, and demo sessions throughout the whole day. So, we hope that folks will join us to celebrate the School of Rock opening in Chapel Hill.
Awesome. And then right around that same time, we've got the Bees, right?
The Bees,
the Business
the
Excellence
best
Awards,
celebration.
Which you did so much work on, and you're not going to be with the Chamber. Well, are you
going to
be there as sort of the honorary?
I will be there. And that's a great segue to say, even if you are not a business person, that this is not just a celebration of business. This is a community celebration.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that I will see you, Aaron Keck, and all the listeners at home at the Business Excellence Awards, or the Bees, presented by Wells Fargo. We will find out who wins May 19th at the Center for Dramatic Art, home to Playmakers Repertory Theater. I hope you'll reach out to the finalists that you know and say congratulations, but we are all winners when our business community succeeds. So buy your tickets today at carolinachamber.org/bees, and then may I run through the finalists?
Of course.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So congratulations to all our Bees finalists for University Born Business of the Year. That's PHE, MedServe, and Musical Empowerment. Mid-sized Business of the Year presented by BNC Bank, Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, Green Beagle Lodge, Bold Construction, and Sophia's Boutique. For New Business of the Year presented by CertaPro Painters, Youth Works on Main, The Baxter, and Morinaga America Foods. Micro Enterprise of the Year presented by Coastal Credit Union. We have Triangle Acupuncture Clinic, Andy Sides, and StephenRayMiller.com. The Innovation Award, which is presented by Fidelity Investments, University Place is in there as a finalist, Musical Empowerment again, and Rely MD. The Nonprofit of the Year, we'll see who wins between IFC, Habitat for Humanity of Orange County, and Extraordinary Ventures. The Community Impact Award, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership is a, of which I served on their board, and excited that they are a finalist, along with Skajaja Fund and Stroud Roses, which I also serve on their board, but I have no influence on the winner. Last but not least, Business Woman of the Year presented by Tri-County Women in Business. We have Barbara Jessie Black, WCHL's own Jan Bullock, and
yep,
Pam Herndon. Large Business of the Year, TSI Healthcare, Performance Automall, and Kalisher. And the Young Professional of the Year, we'll see who wins between Alex Mayfield, Antonio McBroom, and Brett Oliviero. So tell these finalists congratulations and see who wins.
Absolutely.
May 19th.
How are the winners chosen?
They are chosen by committee.
Okay.
And that's a committee of economic development professionals and different people, but it is not selected by our board. And this is an independent committee that selects the winners for the Business Excellence Awards.
All right, awesome.
So I hope to see folks there May 19th, carolinachamber.org/bees. Thanks so much to WCHL for sponsoring our People's Choice Awards. We'll see the winners for the People's Choice Awards on May 19th. So this is not just a business celebration, but a community celebration.
This was also a lot of fun as well. Like, we were there last year, and it was a ton of fun.
It's a ton of fun. Well, there's food, drink. It's great to be at the home of Playmakers, but we'll have an after party at the Stroud.
At the Stroud, yep.
With transportation provided. So we hope to see folks on Friday, May 19th. purchase your tickets now for the Business Excellence Awards, you go to carolinachamber.org/bees. That's B-E-A-S.
Awesome. Well, that's coming up in the next couple of weeks. Speaking with Kristen Smith, it's a short and sweet business beat. We've got to wrap up, but I want to give you an opportunity to just say final parting thoughts. You've been with the Chamber for what, 6 years
for
now?
Six years. Yeah.
So, okay, last question, and then we'll let you go until you decide you want to come back.
I'm a little
back.
Nervous. I don't have to sing my favorite pop song.
No. Okay, don't, okay. Unless you want to, okay. Because this is, it's entirely up to you. 6 years from now, okay. What do you want to see change and stay the same about the Chapel Hill Carborough business climate?
I hope that it's dramatically improved in the next 6 years. And I think if we equip the leaders that are governing the climate, and if we get out of the way of a lot of our business leaders, then I think we'll see a much improved business climate, and in return, more jobs, more investment, more space, and I'll be excited to be witness to it all. So,
awesome. CarolinaChamber.org. Head there, find out more, get in on the Business Excellence Awards. The Bees coming up on May 19th. Enjoy all those ribbon cuttings. Thank a small business. Thank the nominees for Business of the Year and congratulate them. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Aaron.